Village Roundly, Committee of the Whole, September 6, 2016.
Let's call the order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting, September 6, 2016, 7:08 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy. Trustee Friend.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. There is no, may I get a motion to approve item 2.1, the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of August 15th? Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. No public comment. On to Committee of the Whole items, Public Works. Director Weedoff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Board of Trustees. The first item I have for you tonight is the North Rosedale Court and Hillside Drive Pavement Rehabilitation Project. The building round bids for this work. Bids were received. We had four bidders. The bulk bid was Chicago Land Paving at $85,900. That is approximately $10,000 over what we had budgeted. If you recall, the engineering services for this project was also about $3,000 over budget, putting the total project at about $13,000 over what our estimated cost was for this job. The reason that the costs are higher is because we added some roads, well, a road to this project. It was originally going to be just North Rosedale Court. We tacked on Hillside Drive because it was close, and we thought that it would make the project more lucrative for bidders. The prices we got, we feel, are pretty good prices, so we'd like to move forward with the project. To make up the difference in funds, we're recommending that we use some monies that were allocated for a street sign inventory project. We can either try to do that inventory in-house or perhaps later next year. But either way, we feel that the road improvements are more important than the street sign inventory at this time.
The lane signs have met also, and the Hillside Drive is probably so, and I'm watching for that.
Any other discussion?
This has got to work out financially. I'm happy with it.
Does the board have an opinion on whether we do the street sign inventory in-house or push it off to the following year?
Well, let's try it in-house.
I don't know. I've enough work to do in-house. I don't know that we can speed it up. It's a lot of on our guys, and I still like to contract it out.
You're sending direct to
the house? We have no time for our guys to do it now.
We haven't started doing any inventory work. As things slow down, maybe in the winter, we can give it a shot and see how it goes. If we're not making good progress, perhaps we can just contract it out. If we've made great progress, that seems to be going well, we can keep chipping away at it.
Yeah.
I like chipping away. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Very good. Any further discussion? Then we'll move this along to the consent agenda. Pardon me, I just lost my foot. There, I found it. I'm back with you, Adam.
The second item we have is the well number 3 rehabilitation project. We went out for this job for bids as well. Also had 4 bidders. The lone bidder was Water Well Solution at $138,156.60. That is about $120,000 under budget. So that came back with very good pricing. We'd like to move forward with this project as well. This is to determine the status of our existing well number 3, which is our only remaining well. And then, depending on what the investigation provides, move forward with rehabilitating the well, replacing the pump, and making it something that the village can rely on. It's a step approach. If at any step we find that it's not worth continuing on because of the cost associated with it versus the output that we would get you can cancel the project at any time. And Baxter Woodman will be working very closely with the contractor and with us to make those determinations as we go.
Any questions? To the consent agenda.
Thank you. The next four items on Committee of the Whole and Public Works all have to do with Nipperson Road. They're all connected. Unfortunately, they all had to be separated. So I apologize if it's a little confusing. We would like to repave Nipperson Road from Brown Lake School to Route 134. There's a stretch from the curb of Cedar Lake Road to the fire department that is county. In an effort to do the whole stretch at one shot, we've asked the county if they'd be willing to participate in an intergovernmental agreement with us. Originally, our job was going to be attached to their Cedar Lake Road widening project. Their project got pushed back, so we decided that we'll do the project and attach their portion to ours, if that makes sense. So that's why we need the IGA, is to have the county pay for their portion of the road. Because of the IGA, it's kind of pushed. When we got everything going, we were kind of waiting for their response, and we're to the point now where we need to go out to bid if we have any hope of getting the construction completed this season. So we are going out to bid, and bids will be due Monday, September 19th, the day of the next board meeting. So we'll be opening bids in the morning, and I'll be bringing you the bid results at that meeting. Depending on how the pricing comes in, we can accept or reject the bid. But we had to move this quickly in order to get the project going. Otherwise, we'd be starting in late October. It would be too tight of a time frame to hope for this year. The project is partially funded with MFT funds, so we have a resolution in here to allocate MFT funding. And there's also a resolution for Baxter and Woodman to provide construction services for the Nipperson Road job. They have provided a fee not to exceed of $56,800. The head budget is, so a portion of that will be paid by the county, which leaves the village portion at $32,300, so the budget amount is $50,000. The overall construction cost is expected to be $825,000. We budgeted $615,000. But again, the county is going to pay a portion of that, approximately $244,000, which leaves the village portion at $581,000. I'm sorry, I'm making this more complicated than So we're anticipating that we're going to be under budget on both the construction and the construction services. However, we're going to be under budget because of the county paying their portion of the IGA. So when you look at the books, we're going to be $200,000 over budget for that item, because it doesn't take into account the income from the county, because we did not budget for it previously. Is that clear?
No.
So the bottom line is we may have to do a budget amendment, but that cost is being recovered by reimbursement from the but eventually you're going to show it. The budget amendment we may have to do with overall fund is under budget, even if we spend $200,000 more than the budget for that account. But overall, we don't do budget amendments until the fund is over until it depends if there's anything shifted around.
Again, the main non-connection we concurred with Adam's recommendation.
Adam, would you talk a little in detail on why the county is not ready for the IGA on this? Just so it's on record.
When we submitted our request to the county, our final recommendation for the IGA against their September meeting cutoff date by a day or two, but we weren't able to get it on their agenda until the October meeting. So they will be voting out of that, I believe it's the October 11th county board meeting.
I just want to put that on record. We've been originally in negotiations with that section of Cedar Lake Road. It went back and forth between us and the county on, well, why don't you include this in your project? We were saying that to the county when you ride in Cedar Lake Road and do our portion of it, and we will reimburse you. And it was, and I want this on record, it was the county's recommendation, LDOT's recommendation, that we do the work on their section. So this was originally theirs, and this was discussed 2 years ago. Why they missed it at their board meeting, I don't know. I just want to make sure that everybody understands that this was not anything that we caused, that we weren't giving them the information they needed. We've been in negotiation. I sat at a table with them, with Ron Krug, probably 3 years ago. So this was the county's recommendation on how to do it, that we would include their portion in our funding, and it's gotten behind. So I just want the board to know that, for it to be on record. I don't anticipate that we'll have any problem at all for getting compensated. They're well aware of this. Any other discussion? Get it paid, Dan. Get it paid.
Thank you.
Anything else, Dan?
That's all I have for this evening. Thank you.
Down to police. Chief?
Can I interrupt?
Yes.
Can we go back to special
events? Special events, yes.
This next month on the 1st, which would be October 1st, I believe it is, the homecoming parade. It's something we've never been in because usually it's also scheduled at the same time as the INL meeting. So I'd like to know the direction of the board. Do we want to be in it this year or not? It would be October 1st, I believe. It's Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
Have we ever participated in it?
Trustees, I participated when I didn't attend the IML. Trustee and I attended it one time. So that's all we've ever went to the IML. So what was available?
It is supporting, again, our Valley High School and our students, something that I think we should consider.
She is supposed to feel strongly about it, schedule it.
Okay.
Agreed?
Yeah.
As long as you order the weather to be good.
Yeah.
From my list, to all of you.
So I can pick up the candy again and let me know how much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Chief?
Mr. Mayor, members of the board. Police Department, the first agenda item somebody has, the Police Department requesting to buy two replacement speed radar devices for two of our patrol vehicles. These two units will replace older ones that are soon to be not serviceable or are not serviceable at this point. Last year we bought two radars, and this year and probably in the next couple of years we'll be asking by radars to replace radars that are nearly 15 years old. We have three quotes, one from the calls for $4,146. The next quote is from GAHighwaySafety.org for $4,658. Then the third lowest quote that we can find is from the Chief Supply Company for $9,638.40. We're requesting to be able to purchase two radar units from Gauls for $4,146. as budgeted, and it's all under the budgeted.
Any questions? Chief, it says in here that it's fixed mounted. Are you happy with that?
Yes, that's, they're mounted on the dash of it in the back window.
No further questions, moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The next is to buy replacement computers for the squad partisans to replace old, out of date and soon to be unusable computers, but we still are using that we borrowed from the ESPG. The computers that we own are XP computers, and they're not keeping up with the technology and the 4G technology. So we have our lowest quote is from Rugged Mobile Technologies from Arlington Heights for a total of $13,550. This is for 5 squad car computers. The next one is from Tough Rugged Laptops in Anaheim, California for $15,053.45. ToughBooksForLess.com for $15,511.80. And RuggedNotebooks.com for $16,144.30. So the police department is requesting the approval to purchase 5 mobile data computers from Rugged Mobile Technologies in Arlington Heights for a total of $14,550. $15,000 is the budget for this street.
Any questions? Pretty competitive bidding, huh? Thank you, Chief. Move it forward.
The next item is authorization to purchase 1 safekeeper forensic evidence drawing cabinet. The cost of this cabinet is $8,320 from Air Science, Fort Myers, California. We were able to gather the 3 calls from the same device, and that I don't have shipping. I forgot to write it down. I'm sorry. We have a call from Global for $7,825, and their shipping was about $600. Air Science was $500. Safekeeper, the safekeeper drawing cabinet from MedTech Forensics was $7,895 and approximately $600 for shipping. So we're requesting to be able to purchase this item from Air Science in Fort Myers, Florida for $8,320. That includes shipping.
Mind you, that liaison is over this in the budget, and it is below the budget amount. The budget is not.
The budget at $13,000 for the
second.
Is
there a reason why
I picked
that company?
That company is the cheapest.
It's the same thing.
I didn't write down the, I don't know why I did it, and got busy and didn't write it.
I thought maybe
this was kind of like a few things that they had to tell me yet. No, we shopped around all over for months trying to find the best prices for this. That's why.
Do we currently have any such item that...
No, we don't. When we get money close that we have to try and get them out close to them. And frankly, if OSHA found out about that, they would shut the doors down.
Good enough. No further explanation needed. That's moving forward. Thank you.
The fourth item involves some property that was left at Classy Chastity that we need to dispose of. One of them is an Atlas automotive shop brake lane. It's a red, it's a model 1410 with a serial number of 9765 or 55. The second one is the Hoffman West Automotive Shop brake lane. It's blue in color and the serial and model numbers are unreadable on the device. And then there's one Ellen Computer Test Center Automotive Shop Analyzer. It's a large machine. It's blue. The model is 43009, serial number 5282F028. And then the other half of it is model 1310, serial number 56009. These parts make up one whole analyzer. I got in touch with an expert in Allen computer test analyzers. This one was made sometime in the 70s and it's worth about $50. And the other thing, the two brake legs, one of them's missing the majority of the parts. So we'll probably not have a whole lot. You know, we won't have an auction.
They'll be out of the building. They'll be out of the building.
They're pretty heavy. A word trusting to be able to take them to open on auction service to court auction.
Thank you, Chief. And Chief, thank you for all of the work that you and Adam provided to getting the building ready for the banker. That was, I thank you a lot for that. That was overlooked, and thought that was done quite a while ago. I was kind of shocked when it wasn't, and I know you cost you a lot of time. It's been a lot of time getting things in order there, and Adam, thank you guys too. I stopped by Classy Chassis the day the contractor started. He rented a really serious power washer. That thing sounded like it had a V8 car. It has a large tank on it that heats water to the boiling point. And then it's blasted out of that thing under high pressure and was working on the walls, getting the effervescing block cleaned up, all the paint off of it, and then was going to turn that thing loose on the floor. Quite an impressive machine. So if you saw the inside of it today, a lot of progress was done. Hopefully we'll have that thing ready to rent. Start making some income, right, Steve?
Right.
Right on. Thank you. Is there any new topics?
Yes. One.
Yes, sir.
We have talked about Nipissing Road and rehabilitating it. Rosedale Court, Hillside Drive. Unfortunately, my street is running past my house in the subject ocean subdivision I have. And it goes around the lake. It's going downhill quick. And since we are the premier subdivision in Round Lake, I'd like for Mr. Weedoff to please take a look at the subdivision called Parkview, both phase one and phase two, because we've probably been asked a million and one times and questioned about it, and I just think we need to raise it to be able to answer it answer some of the questions when we have residents that are going to ask why are we working on Nipissing and other streets from it. And Nipissing does bound on Parkview. And it's, how you said, this is more or less, if I hadn't received a letter from one of the people in the subdivision about this, I would not have brought it here to where we are now. And I'm sure that you're doing the best you can with what you have. But I did say that I would ask, so I've done that.
I can respond right now to Trustee Fryer that at the end of the month, I can receive September 29th. Adam, Kurt, Steve will be meeting to address certain streets that were not in the pavement analysis before because we needed $2.2 million for those streets and we need to reanalyze streets like yours that are crumbling that weren't in that plan. We're going to meet at the end of September and reevaluate all that to come up with a plan for streets such as yours.
Thank you very much, Village Administrator.
So we have special help by May 2. The October 11th meeting for the county is extremely important. I believe that is the same meeting. They may start phase one of Cedar Lake Road realignment in our downtown area. And that's significant because only a year ago there was really, I think there was $600,000 allocated for the project in the county. It was on the bottom of their list because of the communication between us and the county. They have now allocated, I believe, $3.1 or $2 million for that alignment, and it's a start of what we've been talking about for a while.
They spoke of not having it in their CIP. And that was released. We got that information a couple months ago. And as Steve mentioned, went from a couple $100,000 to over $3 million. So that's they got it on the drawing board, and looks like they're seriously considering it.
Are we in agreement with the alignment?
Well, phase one will determine that. Phase one is going to take a look at the alignment, costs analysis, environmental impacts. All of the really boring stuff that engineers like to look at, not us.
There will also be public meetings.
There's my dig, Kurt.
On the alignments for the public to look at different alignments.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's move forward.
Any other topics? To move to executive session, Steve, do you still want to?
Luke, yeah, I think we get a quick one.
Yeah, okay. I need a motion to move to executive session to discuss potential litigation pursuant to Section 2C, parentheses 1, of the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Fraley. Awfully quiet, but all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Time is 7:35, Madam Clerk.